Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just got to drink more.
I have a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not that, true!
No, listen, and every now and again when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Hello, welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. We want to thank our sponsors, BetterHelp and Penrose, who you'll hear more about later in the episode. My name is Melissa. I am often juice in this dynamic.
And I am Mel, a.k.a. Gin, and we back.
And we are back.
In the studio.
In the studio. We've been gone for about a month.
Yes.
From studio time.
It's been a long time.
Oh, shoot, my camera's on. I mean, my phone's on. It's been a very long... I mean, we didn't leave y'all hanging, though.
No.
But we just haven't been in
city. It just feels good to be back in the studio.
Yeah. Your makeup looks pretty, Mel.
Thanks, girl.
Yeah, it looks really good. I feel like something's talking to me. It is. It's my phone. Okay. We are back. We are getting Doug back.
Welcome back.
Oh, there you go. You could do good. Welcome back, Carter. Back. That reference that I did was from The Hangover, which is one of my all-time favorite comedy movies of all time. I did on Threads, I did a reference to Cat Williams, The Pimp Chronicles, and The people that recognize the reference just know you have my heart.
That's a good one.
I just love The Pimp Chronicles. It's one of my favorite, if not my all-time favorite comedy specials in all of ever. Okay, so anyway, we normally start with a segment we call Long Story Short, where we just catch you guys up on some of the things that's been happening.
You're starting
today. And a lot. I will start today.
Don't throw it to me.
With Essence Fest.
Yay.
You want to start there?
Let's start there.
So we did Essence Fest this year with Target. Mm-hmm. This is our, we went in 2019, obviously not in 2020. Uh-huh. 2019, we went with African Pride. Mm-hmm. And African Pride. Yep. I think we did something else, but primarily it was African Pride. Then in 2021, Kevin then went with Walmart.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you're right. And then 2021, we went with, I don't remember.
That was last year. No.
No.
2 years ago? Did you go to,
last year. We went with Ford.
That was last year, right?
Oh, yes. Last year, we went with Ford.
You said 21. That's why I was saying that.
You're right. And then.
I don't think they did it in 21.
Okay, so this is our third year.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. So we went with African Pride, Ford, and then this year we went with Target.
Yes.
I just want to say that Target.
Girl.
Treated us so freaking well to the point where I was like, I need to understand my worth.
Hello.
Okay, you guys are making me understand that I'm somebody. Okay, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
They had us with a. Actually, let me tell y'all the full story. So I get a text, and I don't have any make. I had a full plan today, but we'll get into that. So anyway, I had I received a text, and it was like, "Hi Melissa, I'm fill in the blank. I will be your detail." That's what he said. I will be your detail for the weekend. And so I was thinking, because I was on another thread, okay, with the Target team, and I was like, "Oh, I must be texting the wrong person," and this is their nice way of redirecting me. You're texting him and asking him all these questions. Stop.
Yeah.
You need to be asking me. So I text him like, "Oh my God, I am so sorry. Am I not supposed to text fill in the blank?" And he was like, "I don't know who that is, but I'll see you tomorrow at this time." And I was like, "Okay, so now I'm confused,
yes,
but that's okay." So like 2 days later, we're all in the car, and I realize at this point, oh, he's the car service guy, right? So I'm like, "Oh, like literally 2 days later, we're all in the car, and I'm like, "Oh, do you have a car service,
car service?" You were in the car. We weren't in the car.
Oh, you weren't in there?
We all weren't. Only you. You were talking to them, I think, for your brunch.
Yes, correct.
And then you told us.
Yes, okay. So going to the brunch, I need to talk about the brunch. So anyway, going there, and I'm like, do you guys have like a private car service? And then Essence contracts you guys, because that's like really cool to have like your own business. Yes. And then, you know, and he's like, "Girl, no, I work for the state police." The entire weekend.
State trooper.
The entire weekend, me, Kev, Greg Mail had a state trooper.
Girl.
Everywhere we went.
Listen.
Yes.
Girl. Not girl, but you know the point.
Everywhere we went.
Wait, what'd I ask him?
I don't even remember.
I said, "Y'all got a lot of car chases
here?" Oh, you sure did. Mel sure did.
It was great.
It was big. I was like, I cannot believe they gave us a freaking state
and
trooper. He wasn't playing no games.
He wouldn't let us go.
He had us in line.
He was
Mel
so great.
Said she fell out the will of God. He told her to. What did he do?
I think he put it. He helped me up. He helped push me along.
He was so frustrated because we're used to, especially at Essence, we're used to stopping, taking pictures, doing that. But also Target is like, "Girl, you need to be here.
Yes.
We are paying you to do this. Mm. We are paying you to be here. You need to do the things." So we're stopping and he's low key like, "But I need you to keep moving."
Yes.
Okay. I understand you want to stop. You cannot.
But also
keep it moving.
He's like, everybody is trying to be so respectful and like aware of, listen, Kevin trying to, so they're coming to me. So he's like, if they want me to push people away, I can do that. I'm like, it's okay.
So
they're actually very friendly. It's okay. They'll take, okay now.
He was so like on point the entire time. Just a really great dude.
At one point,
listen,
he had to step away. It's because we were around Kelly Rowland.
Yes.
And I think she needed detail.
Yeah.
So he was like, "I'm going to go to the back. This is the person that's going to be here while I'm away. If you need anything, you tell him." And that guy was like, "Hey, how you doing, man?" I was like, "Hey, man."
We were literally over
there
like,
"I'm going to find something to need you for, okay?"
It was so great. I was like, we're actually fine. Everything's totally fine.
But we didn't know what to do with it.
Oh my goodness, it was so great.
Because we were just like, sir, for real though, it's okay.
We live our lives without security.
We live our lives every day.
This is a bit extra. but okay, so extra.
It was so extra. But when I tell you, Target treated us so good, so nice. Like, everything was just top notch. I really, like, I'm super appreciative for Target. Like, we will come back on Target, okay? Because they just treated us really, really well. They had a women's brunch that I attended that was really nice. Y'all. I sat next to Angie Martinez.
Hello.
Like how me and Mel are sitting right now and talk to her.
I love her.
Yeah, she was so, first of all, she's so pretty. Like, really, really pretty.
Oh, I believe that.
Smelled amazing, looked amazing, and was like really cool. And so we were talking about the soft life. This was the conversation. What is the soft life and what does that mean for Black women? So, of course, this conversation about like wanting to be strong and not compromising and like not losing your strength in the name of the soft life. Yeah. Right. So everybody's giving their opinions. And Angie says something that's literally almost like exactly what I wanted to say. But I was like, I'm gonna just piggyback. You know, I believe that, you know, I'll give you my own definition. I believe the soft life is both. And I don't think it's just standing in strength. I don't think it's just standing in softness.
Yeah.
I think it's leaning into whatever's authentic to you in the moment. So if you're feeling like bossy and you can get stuff done, put your cape on and do the things.
Yes.
And if the next day you're exhausted and you need help, collapsing into a friend's arms, your husband's arms, a confidence arms, your mama's arms, whoever, and allowing yourself that moment is also soft life. Like, I feel like it's both. And so I just basically piggybacked off what Angie, she said a little bit different, but essentially that's what she was saying. She said, I was like, first of all, did I just get hit?
By Angie Martinez?
Did I just get hit by Angie Martinez?
Come
I'm
on.
So confused. Like, we were taught Kalana, the other girl that did the Target collab, which we love her stuff.
Yes.
I wear it all the time. Yes. She sat across from me. They're like besties. Who knew? So I was
Angie
ended
and
up.
Kalana are
yes.
Like, this is great.
Yes.
This is so great.
So they were talking. So I ended up talking to them. It was just a really, like, Kalana. Okay. Me and you. So I'm me. You're Angie. Kalana sat across from Angie.
Yes.
And then Garcelle sat across from me.
Yes, yes.
Yes. And we
how you pronounce her last name? Beauvoir.
That's why I did it.
Amen.
Okay.
Fancy from Fancy. Jamie Foxx.
There
show.
You go. That's exactly what I'm talking about. She sat across from me. And so I ended up like really talking to. And the night before at the concert, we sat next to Garcelle. So I knew she remembered us.
Yep.
And then Tab sat next to me. So it was just a whole thing. So I was like, oh my God, like, am I here with these people? Like,
doing
these are
the
real people?
With
it
your
was
security
just really good.
Detail.
Yes, with my security detail. Like, don't do me. Okay. I was out here doing the things. It was just really, really good. And what was really great about it is I ended up having to leave early. That's why I didn't get any pictures. I was so mad because I had to do the stuff at the convention center. But I don't know if she wants her name out here, so I won't say it. But the lady who's over the Target stuff, she actually called me like 1 or 2 days after Target. Make sure, thank me, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I just want you to know the impact you made during that brunch. Everybody was talking
really?
About
you. See, that's not surprising because we all know when Melissa gets in her bag, grab your books, belongings, and your bonnets. We all have
bonnets.
Experienced Melissa in her bag.
It was great.
That's amazing.
It was amazing. It was really great.
That's
I
so
thoroughly
good.
Enjoyed it. Target, thank you. Essence was fantastic. And we got, I told Mel and Greg this while we were there. One of the really great things about like doing this and having Mel and Greg so close is we're able to experience all of this together.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
they treated Mel and Greg good.
Oh my gosh.
Like, listen,
girl.
Their room was nice. They had a balcony.
Yes. I was like, listen, I'm here to take the photos and the pictures of these people. And they're just so, well, can we get you anything? Well, let me come up with something for you to get to. Everybody can get me something if that's what you're asking.
It was
absolutely.
Great.
No, it was phenomenal. And the concerts, listen. Listen, I want y'all to know, okay,
listen.
That the first night, Melissa, Kevin, and Gregory were, like, upset about Jagged Edge's performance.
Oh, my God.
I love Jagged Edge. I sang my heart out. I had a great time. I have a video of them literally, like, sitting. At one point, Melissa kind of, like, smiles, like, oh, this is so great. But Greg and Kev were like,
yeah.
The next day.
Wait, no, stop. Just don't say no more words. Jagged Edge.
Was great.
Was horrible. Not good.
So
this
good.
Is the thing. Let me do a caveat in case
so
this
good.
Ever goes public, right? Let
it
me
will.
Do the caveat. This is my thing to Jagged Edge. And this is actually, this would be my advice.
Hello.
I would stand by it. Okay. Dear Jagged Edge, aww, I don't know if the performance was good or bad. What I do know is that when your microphone is so loud, the sound peaks and distorts.
Yes. It was loud.
And the thing about it is nobody else's performance was like that. So I feel like they had asked specifically, can y'all turn us all the way up?
I had a great time.
I was like, why does this sound so bad? And I don't necessarily think it was their singing.
Right. The mics were
peaking and it's very distorted. And I was just like, turn it off.
Yes.
Please and thank
Fair.
You.
And that's what everybody was saying. I had a great
Didn't
time.
Care.
I wanted it louder. Can I get on the mic and sing too? Invite me. I know the words. It was great. And then the next day.
Oh, the next day.
Because the first night Juvenile performed. Mm-hmm. And I had a great time. If you don't know, one of my favorite rap songs ever is Slow Motion. Like, it's one of my favorites. So Juvenile was incredible. The next night, JD full on Atlanta set.
It was fantastic.
And when I tell you, Greg didn't sit down not once.
Me and Kev didn't either.
Okay. Greg doesn't like things, generally. He just is like, nah, I could be at home. This man was singing the songs, rapping all the songs.
It was great.
Luda came out. Everybody came out. Lil Jon came out.
Who else came out? Let me see, because you guys need to understand.
So good.
It was.
Was it Jeezy that night? We saw Jeezy at the airport. Gucci. Gucci came out.
Shoot.
I love me some Gucci. It was a phenomenal.
Decatur
Greg was on Decatur Greg, let me tell you.
It was fantastic. I'm about to tell you. Hold on, phone. Come on. Come through.
It was phenomenal. Because
it was like person after person after person. My internet's not working.
It was everything that I needed. Okay.
It was actually so low-key the best performance of the weekend.
Literally.
I'm not even going to lie to you.
It was fun.
It was nostalgic. It was upbeat. Low-key, that's what I ended up talking to
them about.
Angie Martinez about, because she was doing what JD did the night before.
Right.
And she was like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little bit nervous. Oh. And we were like, oh, we went yesterday, JD. What did he do? Like, legit. She was like, how did it work? Because please tell me. It was
Big Boy. Yes, Big Boy
came out
his fur jacket and some shorts. A vibe, okay? If you're going to wear a fur, you should absolutely wear them with shorts.
Oh, I can't find it. It's not
on
here.
My favorite thing. T.I. was there for sure.
Yes, T.I. came out.
Listen, I have my issues with that man. So
I know.
We'll move on. He was there. He performed.
Okay, here we go. Big Boy, Gucci Man, Lil Jon, Ludacris, T.I. We covered them all.
It was great. It was really, really fun.
That was fun. And then we saw Jill Scott, who's
Jill Scott is a vibe.
Yes, like she's a vibe.
Definition of a vibe.
Yeah, no, definitely. And Missy Elliott.
And then Missy puts on a show.
Is visually overstimulation.
She puts on
Everything is going.
Everything.
Light. And then she gave us these watches and they glow to the beat on different songs and there's fire. And then she has a screen.
Yeah.
She's in black.
In her music video.
No, legit.
Like, oh, okay.
Yes.
I don't want no men and men. Like, you're all in. You're like, let's go. It's great.
It was great.
The last night we were exhausted and our age had caught up to us and we were leaving the next day. So we didn't get to go, which I was really sad because I wanted to see Meg Thee Stallion.
I wanted to see Meg Thee Stallion too.
I wanted to see like everyone. And so I watched some of it online, which was fun because at least I was in the room. But I got to watch some of it online and I'm very upset that Wayne was a surprise guest and I miss Lil Wayne. I don't know if I'll have another opportunity
to see him.
So I am heartbroken that I would miss yelling his lyrics with him. Like that, what an opportunity, man. That would have given me life. But overall, it was phenomenal weekend.
It was absolutely phenomenal. And one of the best ways to top off a weekend is with a glass of
wine.
For all of those occasions, I want to make sure I've got a great wine ready to go. It's summertime. And I got to tell you about something.
Okay.
It's summertime. And when you're inside or outside planning picnics or rom-com movie nights.
Amen.
Girls nights in, date night in. A glass of wine goes a long way. This is what First Leaf is, right? So what happens is you go onto their website, you take a little quiz, you say, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, this is what I'm interested in trying, this is what I'm not interested in trying. I like red, I like white, I like rosé, I like sweet, I like fruity, I like bold, I like whatever it is. And then they will curate a package of wine, send them to you, and you get to try and sample different types of wine. And it's freaking fantastic. You don't have to be overwhelmed. That's the thing. If you're trying to be a wino, when you're new, sometimes it's overwhelming because you go in the store and there's just racks and racks and racks of wine. And you're just kind of like, I don't know what to try. I don't know what I think I might like. I'm so overwhelmed. They do it for you based on your needs and or based on your likes and the quiz. Your personalized wine shipments are delivered right to your door so you can kick back and enjoy bottles you'll love all summer long. Price lower than you pay at the wine store. And they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. To make sure you've got great wine when you want it this summer, you've got to try First Leaf. Just head over to tryfirstleaf.com/GJ to sign up and you'll get your first six hand curated bottles for just $44.95. That's a great deal. Go to tryfirstleaf.com/GJ. That's tryfirstleaf, T-R-Y-F-R-R-F. I'll spell it again. That's tryfirstleaf.com/GJ.
GJ.
To get your first six bottles for under $8 a bottle. Where they do that at? Nowhere but here.
Hello.
Tryfirstleaf.com. Tryfirstleaf.com/GJ today.
Hello.
Fabulous, darling. Fabulous. Okay. So that was Essence. Essence was a good time.
Yep.
I want to make this an annual thing with Target. Yeah. I don't know if they watch, but if you do.
Hello.
Hey. Hey,
hey,
I like you. You like me. Let's make this. Let's go together. Okay. Let's go together.
We
all right. Let's
now.
Make this a thing.
Yeah.
So then after Essence Fest, we went to my mom's house for the 4th of July,
yes.
Which we haven't done in.
I don't know.
Literally, I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last time I spent. And the 4th of July isn't like a holiday that you're like are flying someplace to spend it.
You're just kind of where you are.
Yeah. And so Kev's parents live like 20 minutes away from my mom. So they came over, his parents, his grandmother, his aunt, his sister, her kids, her husband, Mel. Like it was just everybody was over there. We had such a good time.
It was
time.
So much fun. And the food was good.
The food was good.
Barbecue food, like sides. It was a whole thing.
Yeah, it was a whole thing. It was really great. Mel had some games for us to play, which was really good.
Yes. So I just want to say, because this was such a fun game, we did dancing telephone. So the way that it works is I was the host. So we split the teams into kids and versus adults. Mm-hmm. So you're on teams and you have like a captain or like representative from each team. So me and the two captains went inside the house. I showed them a like four step dance. It was like four steps and they go back outside and it's essentially telephone. But it's through dancing. So the first person shows the next person the dance steps, that person then has to show the next person. Everybody is like turned the opposite way.
Right.
And so you don't see the dance until it's your turn to learn it. So they go through the line. And at the end, we wanted to see who versus the kids versus the adults would have the dance that I showed them at the beginning.
No one.
No one did.
No
it was
one.
So much fun. I
absolutely
highly recommend.
No
it was such a great time watching adults try and dance. Okay, and it's like not just like us adults,
no.
Like our parents,
correct.
Like my mother, okay, Kevin's mother.
Grandmother.
Kevin's grandmother was hysterical.
She was like twerking. Mind you, the twerk was not in the dance.
It was never a twerk. I never did a twerk. And
yes.
She was like twerking. It was so much fun. And then the kids, there was like little kids and then older kids. And so watching the transition from like what the little kid thought that they saw and then giving that then to another older kid, chaos. Complete. Somebody spun around. They were like, then you got to turn around.
Yes.
I never spun around.
Yes.
You guys are making stuff up. So if you're ever looking for like a fun game, dancing telephone. And it's like,
fun.
It doesn't require anything. You
no.
just make up a dance and do it. So anyway, it was a great time.
Yeah, we did a couple rounds when I tell you and watch, because I'm trying to record.
Oh,
so
man.
You get to watch things fall apart.
Yes.
The best.
So much fun.
And it doesn't take much. Usually by the time it goes from the team captain to the second, it's falling
apart
by then.
Done.
Like it's already.
Yeah.
They were doing this.
Yes.
And I was like, I don't understand. Never like, it was freaking fantastic. Yeah. It was just a really good time. Really, really good time. Really, I love memories like that because we don't get to do them often. And so that was definitely a really 100%. Fun memory. Dang, we're going to stay on this long. Last thing I will say, I won't go through all these. Okay. And then you can go. I am turning a whole 40 years
you
old.
You are.
I had this
tomorrow.
Plan. Tomorrow. I had this plan. I was going to get up this morning. I was going to do a video because I have like all these birthday outfits that I bought. So I was like, oh, I'm going to get dressed. We have to shoot anyway. I need to do a video for it. Did not.
Why?
I don't know.
Was it because you're
overwhelmed? I didn't even do my hair. That's why I have this hat on. I didn't put no makeup on. This is all straight face. Like, I am just, I need to go home today and reconcile the fact that I am turning 40 years old.
Here's what's so interesting. You've been saying you're 40 for like 2 years now.
It was so
and
cute
now you're
before.
Actually turning 40.
And
what
I'm
is
stressed.
Happening? Are you why?
Listen,
what are you stressed about?
At 38, okay. It was like cute. Like, I'm turning 40. That's so cute. Whatever. I'm 40. Don't do me. I'm 40. Hello.
Yes.
Don't do me. And now it's like, no, girl. You're 40. Like you don't understand. When you check the boxes, you're in a new bracket.
Okay.
Because if it does like 20 to 29, 30 to 30. You're in a new checkbox.
Okay, yes.
Then I started thinking about, I actually really have been thinking about this too. The pressure, I talked about this on Threads, the pressure that is self-imposed.
Okay.
Self-imposed pressure to be a certain place in life, feel a certain way. It's society.
That's true.
I agree.
Make sure you're close to the mic because they ain't finna be cursing me out.
Yeah, I know they do too. to, you know, have these things put together and know all of these things, and I feel like, but I am not, and so that's it's anxiety inducing.
Okay. All right, go
that's
back.
What it is. I feel very like anxious about it, and I also feel like, okay, so now what? When I was talking to you know, certain people that are over 40, especially like in our circle, they're very much like, oh no, all of these things happened in my 40s. And I'm like, those things happened for me in my 30s.
Oh.
So I'm like, what is 40 going to offer me? I don't know.
Right, you know,
I'm not saying it's something bad.
Yeah.
I just am unsure. You know, embarking on 30, I moved here.
Mm-hmm.
So we moved here in March of 2013. So that's 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I turned 30, obviously, in July.
Yeah.
So my 30s were everything that you know in LA has been my 30s.
Okay.
I don't know what 40 is. I just haven't. I don't know. And I need to allow myself the ability to be open to the not knowing.
Yeah.
But it's anxiety producing because it's like, you know, did I know what my 30s were going to bring when I moved here? No. But did I feel like I was in control and I had an idea because we had a plan? Yeah, we're going to move here. I'm going to get a job. You're going to do this. We're going to do that. Like, you have things kind of set in stone.
Yeah.
And this is just kind of like, so now what?
Mm.
What's 40 going to be?
Do you feel like you're just like living? And versus like
having
a plan, is that what you're
building
saying?
Building to the point where
yeah, like what are you working towards?
Now? No, that's my big question.
Oh,
my big question is, what am I working toward?
Oh my gosh, you sound like Greg.
That is stressful.
It's so fascinating.
Oh, it's stressful.
Well, take a second to remember how long it's taken to get here as well, because that also needs to be celebrated.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. So we'll see what tomorrow brings. I'm hoping that I don't wake up tomorrow crying.
Oh, I hope not.
I'm almost to tears now. I really do feel like stressed. I'm not playing. I'm going to switch subjects because I don't
want to
cry.
Well, I don't want you to cry. I want you to have an amazing 40th birthday and happy birthday.
I wish I would have done
more
something
for your birthday.
Yeah, for my birthday.
Listen.
Honestly, I think you deserve to not have to do
that's what
anything.
I need to do.
Don't tempt me with a good
listen,
time.
Listen, I kind of do only because I
we
feel
can make
like
something happen.
I need it. I feel like I need the
note taken.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. So anyway, ciao. By the time this comes out tomorrow, by the time this comes out this week, I'll be 40. And by that time, I'll probably feel better. Someone on Threads, by the way, I am on Threads and I'm having a good time. This is my transition.
That's fine.
I'm on Threads. I'm having a good time just not being branded.
Not being so, Brandon.
Yes. And someone said, the worst part about turning 40 is turning 40. Mm. And I think that's going to be me. I think my birthday is July 11th. I think July 12th, it's the you ever get a shot and the stress of getting the shot hurts worse
than the actual shot? The shot, yeah.
That's what I feel like. Mm. I feel like I'm putting like a lot of pressure, and it's just like January 12th, I'll probably be like, mm-hmm. You're here now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
But today, on July 10th, I'm very much feeling like, ooh, girl, it's giving very ghetto.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well.
You're not on Threads. You need to be.
I'm not on Threads. But what I am on is good therapy. And actually, when you are approaching milestones in life and different mm-hmm. transitions and parts of your life, what's really good is to have someone to talk to them about, to work through those thoughts and emotions with a professional. So, I mean, Melissa is just talking about her current experience with turning 40. I have had many experiences myself in which, like, life is just overwhelming and anxiety-driven. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was the way.
Producing.
Anxiety-inducing or producing. There you go. And that you don't really know what happens next or what you're supposed to do. And so one of the ways that I have in my own life gotten through those hard times is through therapy. So whether you're dealing with decisions around career, relationships, or anything else, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement about what's coming and where you've come from. I think those are all things that you should acknowledge and embrace, and therapy can help you do that. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you are having conversations with a therapist and you're not feeling like it's jiving with you, you want to try someone else out, you want to try a different time, whatever that looks like, you can do that with BetterHelp. You can switch your therapist at any time. And again, it is no additional charge. So let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GJ to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GJ
GJ
to get 10% off of your first month. Here at Jen and Juice, we encourage
definitely
therapy. It's good for you.
No,
it's good
it is.
For you and your life and the people around you. And we definitely recommend that you start your journey.
That's awesome. I think we've been traveling so much that I haven't had therapy, and I feel like I haven't had to talk this through.
Yeah, but, yeah.
You know? Last thing, and then I'm going to toss it to you that I want to say, and then I'm not doing everything, but then I am kind of doing everything on the list.
Do it.
Is the honey-do list.
Yeah.
I want you guys to know. We talked about, Brennan just came in actually before we started. Thank you guys so freaking much for the positive feedback. I got a voice note from Charisse. Mm-hmm. And she said, Melissa, you were so funny. She's like, I knew you were funny, but you're like really funny. And I was like, thank you. I don't know how to take this. She's like, well, she was trying to say, like, I'm not even meaning it shadily. Like, I just really didn't realize, you know, how funny you were, whatever.
Yeah.
I had a really good time on the honey-do list. Like, I actually really did, like, shooting and everything.
It's a fun show.
It is a fun show. And I was able to carry it in a way that I normally am not carrying shows, if that makes sense. Normally, I'm tag team with someone, or especially if I'm with Kevin. Especially if I'm with Kevin.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, there's no funny I have to do.
Right, there's no
funny I have to be. I'm actually probably going to play an opposite role to allow balance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to allow a little bit of balance. So I never end up, like, needing to lean into quips or whatever. Yeah. On this show, there's nobody else. There's the couples, and then there's the whole, that's it, that's all.
Yep.
Okay, so that's it. So it meant that, like, I'm carrying the show. It's like the show is on my shoulders. The host makes the show. And so it was so much fun. And it's easy, too, because you have essentially comedians with you. And CT is just,
great to CT and Tangerine. They're just great to volley off of because they're comedians as well. But they're like comedians in a way that they're like, I know you're the host, so I'm gonna let you get yours off, and I'm gonna just throw it to you, you know. And so they were really great. It's just fun. I'm really excited for you guys to see all of the episodes. I will say this, because I know you guys really are enjoying it. It's not every week. I had told somebody that on a DM. I hope they in the Patreon. I had lied a little bit.
I saw that.
Yeah.
You said every week for the next 8 weeks. And I was like,
no,
because there's content being dropped every
100%.
Week.
Yes, there's content being dropped, but it won't be the episode.
Yes.
So me, Mel, Kev, and Greg are the podcast you didn't know you needed. That's actually what it needs to be called.
It should be.
So we are doing like a review show that's actually not a review show at all. Because it's just the four of us talking. Anyway, that's going to drop in between the episodes. So whoever, I thought it was a DM, but I had told somebody that publicly.
Yes.
So I should go back and fix it.
Yes.
That's not how it's going to work.
It's biweekly, but in the off week,
correct,
you'll get the podcast of the four of us talking about the show and ourselves, and we tell some funny stories.
Yes.
It's a great time.
It's a great time.
So tune into those on the off weeks. It's still very in line with the show.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say that I had a good time. I hope you guys enjoyed the rest of the episodes. I haven't even seen the rest of the episodes. Not all of them. I've seen most of them, but I haven't seen all of them. So anyway, that's all. I just really wanted to say thank you guys so much for enjoying the show, liking the show, and the positive feedback. It was great. All right, Mel, I'm done. Because that was 30 minutes of talking shit.
No, that was good. I don't even know if I have anything. I was just going to... What?
God dang it.
Go.
Joe said in front of mama and we forgot to talk about it.
Oh, he did.
That was the last thing I wanted
to say. He did. What was the context of why he said that?
We were playing
werewolf.
We were playing werewolf.
Yes.
And you know when you play werewolf with, or if you're unfamiliar with the game, it's basically like it's like a clue. It's like playing the game Clue, the board game, but like live with actual people. I'm just going to leave it there because it's much deeper than that, but to give you an idea. So we're playing. Joe's moderating. And when you play with like little kids, they be little kids.
Oh my.
They be little kids. Yes. Okay. So we was playing with little kids. His cousin, mind you, my nephew. And the little kid, the nephew, he had said something or did something. I don't even remember what he did. And Joe said, this.
Yes, he did. Because I think what he like told us his card, and you're not supposed to tell people your card. And he had like told us, and we were kind of like, well, we know who you are now. And Joe's like, this. And we're like, everybody was in the room. So it was just hilarious for him to say it in front of mom.
Right.
It was great. It was so great. It was a good time.
So that happened. So at that point, I'm like, now I know my mama's judging me and my mothering skills because this child done said in front of the whole class.
Well, she got to lean in to the.
She said, Melissa.
Kids.
I was like, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Hilarious.
But can you please not say that no more, little boy?
So my only quick long story short is before Essence, we dropped the kids off in Atlanta to my in-laws, Greg's parents. They are staying there until I think like this week. Then they're going to go see my daddy. Micaiah is, y'all know that my baby is a lot in her life. Okay. She is a lot. And everybody likes to play me when I call her my little monster because she's just a lot.
Continue.
She is a monster, but like the sweetest monster. She gives the best hugs and the best kisses. Like she loves to be loved, but she also is like a terrorist. So of course, they all looking at me crazy because that's what I call her. I want y'all to know, 2 days ago, Greg's mom called me and was like, where did you get this monster? I said, see, I told you. I'm not making this stuff up. Have her for a couple days. You will leave calling her a monster, too. I'm not making this up. She literally is.
I didn't know that was going
to
happen.
She's
sorry.
A monster. She was like, I put her upstairs to go to bed in a playpen. Okay, so not on the bed. And actually, the room, it's like, it's not close to the bed. His mama said we heard a noise, so we went upstairs and somehow she had moved the pin to where the bed was. She had and then had managed to somehow get her arm on top of the bed. His mama left some wipes on the bed. Micaiah, after scooting this pin over, gets the wipes and has proceeded to take every single wipe out of the container. So she was like, we just bought those wipes. And so now I put them in a freezer bag, but I don't know if they're going to last because they dry out. But like, so mind you, I'm cracking up on the phone. You hear Kai in the background. She's like, that, 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 that. And his mama goes, I'm not talking to you. I said, not you trying to ignore my baby now. Oh, Melanie's so mean. Why you calling her a monster? Now you see.
Makai is the sweetest thing
she
ever.
She is a monster. Mm-mm. That girl is driving them crazy. Mm-mm. I said, well, child, listen. You asked for her. I said a week. And his mom was like, we want her for 2 weeks. Tell Mel 2 weeks. Well, 2.5 since you want it so bad. Have her for longer. Have her until the end of the summer. I don't care. So anyway, it's been, I miss them kids, though. My house is so quiet.
I know.
I am like, where are my children? Although yesterday, we went to brunch.
Yep.
And when we got back, I went to sleep, took a nap, and I don't know the last time I took a nap. I don't get to take daytime nap. When you have babies,
oh, yeah. They're going to get in everything. They'll burn the house down if you take a sleep.
You can't go to sleep in the daytime.
No. You will wake up dead because your house burned down.
I forgot what it was like to take a nap in the day. I said, this is great.
Oh, man.
Is this the life other people are living?
Yeah, man. When you have older kids.
We went to brunch. We had drinks.
We did.
And I got to take, usually, if I have a drink, I have to power through. You know, you be tired.
Mm-hmm.
You got to power through when you got kids. You just be like, I hate my life. But like, let me also make dinner because you still got to eat. Yeah. And I just got to go to sleep. So shout out to God. God is good for you.
He was good to you.
I'm going to enjoy these next couple weeks without them. But I also cannot wait to get them back. I call them every
day. I miss them.
Oh my gosh. It's great. I call them. I call McKinley on her iPad. And she's just like, yes, mom. We're having so much fun. She just can't wait to tell me all the things that they're doing. She's annoying. But anyway, it's been good.
I miss the little kids because they're sweet. Makaya is the sweetest. I don't care. She really is the sweetest little love bug there is.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks exactly like, the older she gets, the more she looks like Greg.
Yes, she does. I'm starting to see it. I'm like, all right. You have his face. And his attitude.
Yeah.
Welcome. She got it honest.
All right. Next segment.
Moving on. Let's do a quick pop the trunk.
Okay.
And the pop the trunk is, I'm curious how many emails you have right now or text messages
in my inbox right now
that are unopened.
I have six.
Six
but
alert.
Those came
not but just six.
Yes,
okay.
But starting at 12:15, starting since we got here.
And then
emails
how many,
I have.
How many unopened?
26.
Oh, you're decent, Cam.
But those are reminders.
Okay.
You don't do reminders.
I have 14 unread emails and no unread text messages.
Okay, you guys, I'm not popping the trunk on y'all. I have zero, by the way, zero emails that are unopened and zero
even
text messages.
So nobody loves you? You didn't get no messages today while we were
just
here?
Go in and make sure they're all
I got text messages while we were here.
I...
Boom, there's one right there. I see someone text you.
Your husband, that's all.
Actually, low-key, you probably should be on one of the threads I'm on.
I want to pop the trunk on people who do not open... I hate notifications. I hate them. Oh, I hate seeing people's phones when it's like 5,000 emails, 37 text messages.
Let me help you guys.
Who are you people?
No.
What are you doing with your life?
I have 26 unread emails on my phone. The notification is off.
Sometimes
that's
that
even
I
worse.
I hate when there's a one there and you can't figure out which
that drives
where
me insane.
It is. And
it drives me insane.
No, I have
why would you have?
Because I look at it by inbox.
No.
Yes, I do. So I like to see mine by inbox. So when I go to my main email, that's where I know. That's why it's actually uncollapsed. So I know where they are.
How are you living your life? Anyone who has unread messages over, let's call it 50.
Oh, 50 is too many.
You deserve to be smacked.
Oh, no. 50 is too many.
That's what I'm saying. I don't have to pop the trunk on y'all.
Oh.
If you out there.
124,000 unread. That's not real.
Roseland,
that's not real.
That's insane.
Those are, they've signed up for, hey, you want our promo
email. Oh, I unsubscribe
for
those.
They don't unsubscribe from them. And they don't
unsubscribe.
Look at
unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe. You are living your life on the edge. You don't know what is happening.
No,
you could have
no.
won $1 million. You don't know. You could have got a job offer. Somebody was probably trying to interview you. You don't even know because there's 16,000 emails that you haven't looked at. Text messages. People are probably trying to stop and give you money. You have no idea. You're living your life in a way that is, it's
irresponsible.
It's irresponsible. Do better. I hate when I see, I don't care who you are. If I peek over
and see that you have an obscene amount of notifications, I'd be like, Jesus, I cringe. My skin crawls because I hate it. So I'm popping the trunk on y'all today because what are you doing with your life?
That is so funny. 50 is a good number. I low key, I mean, I have 26, but a few of those are just simply reminders. But I think 50 might be a lot of grace.
That's a lot
that's
of grace.
That's too much for me.
Yeah, I'm saying I think that's too 10, many.
I'm like, oh my gosh, what's happening? I have to catch up. Is something's on fire, obviously. Why would I have that much? Even when I had a corporate job and I got 100 emails a day, I would check all of them. I need to instantly. When I wake up, I'm scrolling. I need to know.
Do you respond to all of them right away?
Typically.
Oh,
actually,
I don't do that.
That's not true.
I'm bad about that because I should be better. But I'll leave them unread. So
yes.
That's what I do. That's why I have. But I also use my email as reminders. Mm. So on like literally on the way here, I'm emailing myself. Oh, don't forget to do this.
Yeah,
don't forget to do this. Don't forget to do that. Which maybe there's a better way, but every time I try to do a different way, I default back to just emailing myself. That is so freaking funny.
It makes me crazy. I hate it. Greg has a lot, and I be like,
how many does he have? Like thousands or hundreds?
I would say probably hundreds, but probably because I've annoyed him in life. Greg, for a long time, would be like, email? Who's checking email? Everybody.
Oh, no, yeah. You
everyone.
Have to check your email.
If you're, check your email. Check your. I already hate notifications. If I have an app on my phone, I turn notifications off. Don't tell me that you got an update. Don't tell me about I don't like
no, that. I concur with.
Don't notify me if somebody added me on Twitter. If I go to Twitter, I will see who has.
Instagram's worse too because I turn it off, and Instagram will still my phone will still buzz when there's when there's a message, and I hate that.
That no,
the
let
new
me mind my
update
business.
Wants you to do it automatically.
Yeah, I can't.
When my did your phone act? Did your oh no, you didn't download Threads.
No, I haven't.
I downloaded Threads, and so it made me delete Instagram. To re-add it because I had new T's and C's I had to sign off on.
Terms and conditions.
It wanted me to automatically sign up for notifications. Like it actually keeps pushing it to me.
I hate when it asks you to. Do you want to turn these on? It's like, no, I turn them off for a reason.
Yes.
Let me mind my business. Y'all mind y'all's.
I actually don't like notifications.
I hate them.
Well, I don't like app notifications. Mm. Like don't just leave me alone. Just leave me be. I don't care. Leave me alone. I don't care.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. But text messages, y'all don't be talking about nothing.
I will just, I have to make the notification go away. So even if it is on a text, I'll be like, oh, okay, bye-bye.
Do you go back on text messages to catch up?
Occasionally.
That's my problem is that half the time I don't go back.
Oh.
And so can't be like, I sent this to you. I'm like, I saw the most recent thing you sent me. That's what I saw.
Oh, no. If I go into one, I'm making sure I didn't miss nothing.
Oh, child.
I have the word. I'm like nervous that I'm going to miss something. Something important is going to be missed if I don't. Everything got to be checked.
No, I'm out. I'm out.
Ah, yes.
That's so funny.
If you have that, I hate your phone. Absolutely. And don't come near me because if I see it,
that
going to check
so
it off.
That is so freaking funny.
Know that.
Well, you know, this is the thing. I'm going to help y'all, all y'all people, so you don't have to have the trunk popped on you. iPhone now has a select all on your
that's funny
on your text
yeah
and then you could just hit read all and then the notification goes away boom
but
problem
you
solved.
Also mark them as unread which I also liked because there's so many times when people would text
I do like that too that's my other thing with text messages
forget because it's gonna be pushed down the
that's
line.
My other thing with text messages when people send me some stuff I think we need to establish rules
hello
if it is a follow-up request don't text it email so I can go back. Because if I look at a text,
okay, that's fair.
It's no guarantee I'm gonna remember.
Yeah. Like, hey, that's this true. Is this day. I'll be like, cool, scroll by.
Yeah. I'm so good bad at that. Yeah. Even with if I schedule something and they send me, if it's not an automatic link to add to calendar, if I don't add it right then, I'm out.
Yeah.
But if I'm at my laptop, I'm in like work mode. I'm
so you're
sitting
able
down.
To.
I'm gonna add it. Everything is good. The cow invite has been sent. She's doing the things. It's a text message, girl. Bye. What you doing here today? Girl, you don't remember? No, I don't remember. I don't remember you supposed
Cal
to be
invite.
Here. Cal invites are great. You need to do that. Catherine said, Catherine said Melissa's good for a 24-hour text message turnaround. Absolutely. 100% without a shadow of a doubt. Honestly, Catherine, that shows you your priority.
Hello?
Because for most people, it's 48 to 72.
That's hilarious.
48 to 72 hours, I will return a text message.
Do you want to do this? I'm saying.
Mm. Yeah. I kind of want
to
do.
Let's go to that.
Okay.
Let's just go to that.
Okay, so let's do Mel Takes TV, and we are going to talk about what I want to talk about. Okay,
that's it. That's all. Period.
That's it. That's all. I don't care about y'all. I do care about y'all, but listen, just go with me. Mel Takes TV. We're gonna talk about the Kardashians, and why we're gonna talk about the Kardashians is because there was a sibling rivalry beef between Kim and Kourtney. Kourtney is the oldest, if you don't know, and then Kim. The beef happened because Kourtney got married in
Italy. I don't remember.
Yes, she got married in Italy, and her whole vibe, theme, all the clothing for the wedding was Dolce?
Dolce and Gabbana.
Look, you know what's
My
up?
Girlfriend watched all of this, so I am aware of all the things.
It actually made its way onto social media blog posts as well.
Yes, yes.
So even if you don't watch the show, if you follow a lot of the, like, I don't follow the Shade Room, but I'm going to assume it was on there. But it was on the Jasmine brand. It was on Hollywood Unlocked. Yeah, so you probably saw clips on it because it was also on there.
Yes. So it was her whole vibe of her wedding and the clothing, everything was Dolce & Gabbana, and it was 90s specifically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. After that happened, actually close, like during, I'm assuming, or around that time, Dolce & Gabbana approached Kim because at first they wanted to do a Skims collab, her shapewear Skims. That ended up not working. Then Kim was like, I don't want to do it around Kourtney's wedding. Let's give it some time. And so in a year later, they ended up doing the collab, but it wasn't Skims. It was Kim as the creative director for the line.
Yeah.
And now all hell has broken loose. Because Kourtney says that she stole her wedding vibe.
Yes. The whole theme.
The whole thing.
Of her wedding.
Yes.
Yes. This is the thing that I find to be extremely interesting. Even if you don't know or follow the Kardashians, right? And also, let's be clear. Kim literally said, you stole my wedding country.
Yeah.
Okay, these are legitimately
rich
people's problems.
Absolutely.
Okay? So let's be clear about that.
Yes.
But the part that's relatable is the rivalry between siblings.
100%.
Where you feel like there is competition.
Yes.
Where you feel like you're being copied or mimicked or whatever. And that causes a wedge between. And we're sisters. We're Jen and Juice.
Exactly.
So that's more of what we want to talk about, more than we're talking about the Kardashians.
They came from their story, but like, remove the Kardashians and the fact that they're rich. Remove that. It's about what you just said.
So with that said, one of the things, I don't feel competition with my sisters. Do you? I don't know. Maybe you and Nick, because y'all are in closer age.
The thing about Kim and Kourtney is that they said that they are 18 months apart. And me and Nick are 18 months apart.
Uh-huh.
Okay, keep going.
Okay, I don't feel, like I said, maybe it is the age gap, because me and Monique are actually, the distance that you guys are short is added to the distance of me and Monique, low-key, because we're like 2.5 years or so.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite, but they're about in age, and then me and Mel are like literally almost exactly 4 years apart. Her birthday's in June, mine's in July. And so I never felt competition with my sisters. With that said, I am extremely sensitive to competition with friends.
Mm-hmm.
Not with my sisters, because I've literally have, and I can say that in tomorrow will be 40 years.
Hello.
That I do not feel that way with my sisters. But if I feel the part that I understood where Kourtney was coming from, and, you know, they have different problems. But what I heard her say through the lens of how I feel, okay, not necessarily how she feels, but through the lens of how I feel when I feel competition, is if we are friends and I feel like you have all of this going on.
Yeah.
You have everything.
Yeah.
And I am trying to do this.
This, uh-huh.
Why can't you just let me have it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why? This is the only thing that I can claim as mine. And here you go tiptoeing your way over into here. My lane.
Yeah.
Stay over there. Because you literally have and can do and you have it all. Why do you have to come over here? That is bothersome, because it is hard to, and this is what I heard Kourtney saying, she's the freaking Kardashian. They're outside of Kim, everyone else is a Kardashian. Mm. Even the Jenner children are Kardashians.
Yeah, yeah.
They're an entity. And so she's like, what I heard her say is she's trying to carve out an individual identity.
Which, yep.
And that is hard to do when you're part of this conglomerate that is the Kardashians.
Yeah.
And so when you try, but this is the other part, and I'm going to let you talk. Mm-hmm. Courtney, this fight clearly stems from their childhood.
Yes.
And I just kind of feel like she picked the wrong fight for the argument.
Yeah, yes.
Because Kim was like, girl, everything you did, I had did.
Literally.
Yeah.
You're from your wedding country to the musician singer. To some of the outfits that you wore, I actually wore before you. So like, girl, this ain't that. I also think that at this point, right, because I think Courtney's one of her things that she said, which is you need to evaluate why you want everything, why you have everything and you still want more, why you're just not happy, which I think is fair. And at one point, Kim said on the show that she used to be so competitive that even with her family, it didn't matter what it took to get to the top. She was going to do it. She would clobber her way to the top. It didn't seem like she was actually very considerate and very conscious and aware of her sister, in my opinion, in this example. So it's like, oh, girl, Courtney, you should have used this another time, but not this time because you're just wrong. But to that point, because it just seems like they have that dynamic, waiting for it to, you know, to have the opportunity. I agree, because Courtney kept saying, like, I want to be my own person and like all of that. But also, it seemed like she don't want to be there.
And
if you don't want to be on TV, girl, bye. Quit. You don't have to.
I really feel like
I'm curious how much of the producers helped craft that part of the story. And not fair. This is going to be our piece of drama for this part. And
yeah.
How much they had to kind of maybe work it.
Work
to
it through.
To get there. Be bigger than it was, possibly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do think that even when they were ending Keeping Up, I didn't watch that show, but from what I saw online, that it seemed like Courtney had fallen out of, you know, her sisters.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like her relationship with Travis only exacerbated that.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like for the sake of the relationship as a whole, hopefully it is produced in a way to add this tension and drama for us. But if it is not, though, you have to understand the... she has to remove herself. There are certain situations, Mel knows this, there are certain situations I have to remove myself for the sake of the friendship.
Yeah, yeah.
Because otherwise, otherwise I will become resentful, bitter, angry. And those aren't feelings I like to have. So I have to, we got to separate.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can preserve what's left. And I can try to work on myself so I can come back better. Otherwise, you will fracture a relationship forever.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, they say not forgiving someone's like drinking the poison and expecting the other person.
Mel doesn't believe this.
I was just about to say, I don't. I hear that. That's what they say. I don't subscribe to that notion. I believe that holding on to resentment and anger that you have for somebody else is your business. And you should do that if that's going to make you happy. Because, girl, I can hate you and still live my life. Oh, well. I hope you live yours, too. Like, I believe that 100%.
Did they all hear what Cam said? Because they need to understand what Mel is saying. I need to know for sure you guys heard Cam so you understand what Mel is saying.
Welcome.
Do you want me to repeat?
Yes.
So what I said was... holding resentment and not forgiving someone is basically drinking poison and expecting someone else to die from, or that person to die from that poison.
And then Mel's response, nope.
Nope. Hold on to your resentment if that's how you feel. Amen. Be mad. I believe in that. I do. I'm sorry, I do. I believe that you can like be mad and still move on with your life. I do. I've done it. Don't take advice from me. Go to BetterHelp.
Oh my God.
No, but I think to the earlier point that like, again, this is an example with like very rich people who have very different problems than I have. However, the sibling rivalry aspect of it, me and Monique are closer in age. And I think when we were younger, we did have a lot of competition and we did have a lot of like figuring out. We're so similar in age that it just becomes, I think naturally that's what happens. As we've gotten older, it's obviously gotten much better. But even still, when we have issues in our relationships, it does still take some like maneuvering and like
understanding. I think at the what you have to do is like love your family. I mean, if they're lovable, but like love your I love my sisters, both of them. Yeah. And so regardless if there is a situation in which we disagree or we have to, you know, you need a second, but you still are able to come to the table and get to an understanding, because at the heart of it, the love is still there. And like the desire for the best for that, my sister, is always going to be there. So like, girl, do I like what you did? No, but like, also, okay, fine. I love you and I hope the best and I would never wish anything bad on you. I think that also that is what they were. I think Kim handled it really good, too. In my opinion. That like meeting was like her being the bigger person and recognizing the pain.
Yeah.
That situation caused for Courtney. And I think she was able to like remove how she felt about it and all the explanations and reasons that she could give. And for the better of their relationship, she was able to say, I'm sorry.
I 100% agree.
Right. I was like, it was great.
I 100% agree that I thought Kim handled it really, really, really well.
Yeah.
I still think Kim, what's her name? Courtney may need to
get off the show.
Yeah, I feel like she might need to. She might need to excommunicate herself from the Kardashian brand for a little while, because it clearly has caused her.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I watched this. Was this last? I don't remember. But weren't they fighting with one another?
Yeah, they had an actual like Kim like hit her. I didn't watch this live, but apparently I don't know if it was keeping up. It definitely wasn't.
I think it was keeping up.
It was okay. Keeping up. She I was gonna hit say, her.
Yeah.
They had like
a whole beef, yeah, and yeah. It was about like I don't really remember. I just all I saw on social media, but I feel like they were arguing about the business, or she didn't have a business.
She also has called her a B one time because it was about the business, and Kim was playing her like, that's because you don't have no business, like you're not doing that's anything. It. What are you doing with your life? I'm over here being Kim Kardashian, and you're like living your life off my money. Thank you. You're welcome.
Yes, yes.
Type vibe.
And so if she, listen, Kim is like, I mean, that's why I think and there is nothing wrong. Okay, let's be clear. There's nothing wrong with Courtney choosing 100%. To be a mama, enjoy her life as absolutely. A wife right now. There's literally nothing wrong with that. But if that's what she's choosing and it's causing conflict because everyone else has businesses or whatever, da da da, and she just isn't wanting to do it all. Girl, that's your business, and hey, I gotta go.
Yeah,
I gotta go for my mental health, for the sake of the show, for the sake of relationship. I need to be removed.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And that was the other thing, is that their mom, Chris, has a hard job.
She does.
She has a hard job.
She does. I can't even imagine having to like navigate the fame and life that comes with being the Kardashians, and these are your children.
Yes.
You know?
Girl. That it's very, very interesting. It's super, super interesting. Yeah. So anyway, all of that to say, so what was your take? Did you feel like Kim? I think you gave it though, pretty much. How did you feel about Courtney's take?
I think that based off of what Kim has said in the past, that maybe Kim has a point. I mean, Courtney has a point. The problem is, it also, again, in my opinion, and I didn't watch all of Keeping Up, but also it seems like Kim is grown.
Mm.
And I think that who she is, I think what Courtney is holding on to may be who Kim was.
Got it.
And the things that she has done in the past. And if that hasn't been addressed and reconciled, then I understand why she's holding on to it. But I also think that Kim appears to be, I don't know these people, I'm watching TV, but Kim appears to be a different person and has grown. I mean, she's gone through Kanye and a whole bunch of other stuff that I'm sure forces you to mature and grow in ways that you maybe, you know, hadn't thought of or wanted to do.
Well, let go of certain things that you're not going to hold on to.
Yes, absolutely. Because
people are dying, Kim.
Yes.
People, and that was the first time she was like, oh.
Yeah, you know what? You might be right. So I think I just feel like Courtney may be holding on to stuff that, and holding on to a version of Kim that Kim may no longer be.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like Courtney should leave the show. Her and Rob and Kendall should go live their life all outside of the show. I think the three of them should like go not be
Kardashians. I think that would actually make them happier.
I agree.
Because even when Kim goes into the struggle of being who she is, and again, I'm not saying Kim is perfect. We all know and have our opinions about her. But that conversation about the weight that comes along with being in the public eye on whatever level, because you could even listen, I just started on TikTok and got my little couple hundred thousand followers, and I already be like,
it's a lot.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
I want y'all to leave me alone. Get out my the girl, you know, and they're a million times more successful and famous than I ever am. And I mean, even you guys have, there's like, there is a balance. There Absolutely. Is a benefits and some cons
Absolutely.
That go along with this. And so if for Courtney, if the cons outweigh the pros, I think she should move on with her life. I think Kim is saying, does it suck sometimes? Yes. But I am willing to go through the sucky parts because the benefits outweigh it for her.
Absolutely.
And everybody's right in that situation.
I agree. 100%. Do whatever feels good to you.
Amen.
And their answers could be different.
Yeah.
And that's okay as well. I 100% agree. Last thing, anything else you want to say on the Kardashians?
No, girl.
The last thing I want to say is me and Kev got on Tubi. Dear Black people.
What is, I want to know, what is their brand? Like, if do they have a tagline? Is it like,
I heard that trash it's like YouTube. TV? Like, they have originals, but you can also just upload to Tubi.
You can upload?
No, legit. I'm so serious. That's what I just.
Yourself?
We went to Tab and Chance's house the other day. And they said you can just upload it. So they have originals like YouTube. I mean, yes. YouTube, Tubi originals that are like higher production quality. And then it's just like, hey, girl, I made this. I'm going to put it on here.
Oh, my.
Listen.
They do have everything to watch for free.
And everything is free. Which I don't understand how they make their money. Is it just through the ads?
There's ads. There are ads. There were,
then Chad, it was a gazillion ads. You hear me?
Yeah, it was a lot.
It was a lot of ads.
Oh, do a bit of ads, but you get a lot of things that you'd have to pay $3.99 for, $10 or $20 for free. So,
listen, these people told me to watch. It's y'all, okay? The recommendations through my Instagram story was to watch The Dirty D. Have you seen it, Cam?
No.
It Mel, did you watch it?
No, I didn't. It don't. I'm going to, but your description of it.
It is the best worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, to the point where it was inspirational.
Hello.
I feel like I have the ability to do the things. Because when I tell you this show was so bad, but it was so good.
Oh, Lord.
We stayed up. There's only six episodes for the first season. It's only six episodes for the second season. But I think she said, don't do us. I won't do y'all. I don't mean the Patreon. I just meant my Instagram folk. They said... The second season's also six episodes, but also maybe he's dropping them, or she actually, because the woman is
That's
Lisa
right.
Brown, dropping them a couple episodes a week or whatever. So maybe it's more than six, but right now it's six. Listen.
Listen, Linda.
The show is about imagine power, okay? Mm-hmm. Imagine the show Power that didn't, Kev called it, you didn't get your power, but maybe you had your strength.
Hello.
That's what this show is. It is not quite Power. It's like, this is the example. There's a picture Mel has of Greg and McKinley when McKinley was little, and Greg was doing this.
Oh,
he's
yes,
Power.
Yes.
And McKinley is also doing it, but she's but she's like,
it's
two.
The cutest thing.
That's what this is. Power is Greg. The Dirty D is McKinley.
I'm gonna post this for y'all because that's hilarious.
That's what the show is. It's the best. There, but I'm going to tell you this. This last thing I'm going to say. It also wants to be a porn.
Hello.
Because if the episode's about 30 minutes, right at about that 50% mark, right about that 15-minute mark, oh, somebody's putting something in somewhere. Okay? And they're going to show you. And it don't never make sense. It's just like, one day we're sitting talking. Or one day we're sitting talking, and the next thing I'm bent over. Girl, what happened? How did we get here? It is so dumb.
That's so great.
And she said it's Power, but on a payment arrangement. Correct.
Hello.
It is. I am recommending, by way of not recommending, that you watch this. Meaning, Chance and Tab watched it, and Chance said the first like one or two episodes, he said, what does Melissa have us watching? Turn this crap off. And then they binged it.
I was gonna say, and then I'm sure they finished.
And then they binged
it. That's how you know it's bad good. It's the yes. the best kind of bad.
Yes, it is when the best kind of bad.
When you're like, turn this off, also, what's about to happen next?
Correct.
I love it.
So watch, have a good time. Watch with your husband. Watch with your girl. I don't care who you watch with. You will not be able to turn because you are going to ask. And this is the last, okay, for real, this is the last thing I'm gonna say. By the end of season one, you're going to have so many questions because then that's why you're going to want to watch season two. I'm going to tell you right now, they answer no questions. They say, don't nobody care about what happened in season one. Don't you bring that over here in season two. This is the same characters, but a new storyline.
We don't care about that. We don't care about storylines. Make it up as you go. Writer's room. Nobody one from season that. One is in the writer's room for season two.
Listen.
All new writers.
They barely... And I mean, barely keep up with continuity between the episodes.
Yes.
It is so bad. It is so good. I am wanting, continuity means that in this scene, my hat is white.
Yes.
And the next scene, my hat is blue. Yes. That's not continuity.
That's not
continuity.
Continuity
is carrying over exact whatever we establish.
Yes.
That carries over so it makes sense because that's what happens in real life.
Yes.
So, for example, you remember that Ray J thing and his hat was doing all this in the scene? Y'all remember when that went viral?
Yes.
That's not continuity.
Yes.
Because why if he talking for 5 minutes, why his hat moved that many
that
times?
Many times. Yes.
That lets you know that they pieced together some stuff.
Yes.
That's what that means. That's what this is. And nobody cared to be like, hey, so you had a white shirt on yesterday, so we should put the white shirt on today again, not
red.
The purple one. Nobody.
Purple.
Yeah,
it's
nobody.
Fine.
It's fine. That's it's that. It is the best. Yes, it's called The Dirty D, based in Detroit. They add 3,000 characters. We looked up the characters on Instagram. One of the girls, that's
her bio.
Her bio said nail tech.
It didn't even say actress. She is a nail tech. She is one of the people on the show and said nail tech.
The whole show.
Get your money, man.
Listen.
Make your money. Don't let it make you. That's what Diamond said.
The whole show, the actors in the show is me, Mel, and Cam. Like, we don't have no acting capabilities, never went to no acting classes.
I looked at the budget and it's very low.
I'm sure. What is it?
Estimated was like 140K.
Are you serious? That's it?
I could. Listen. Do what you gotta do.
Y'all go watch it.
And it's on Tubi.
So it's free. I'm recommending it. I'm not even hating. I mean, I'm not hating. I'm encouraging. Go watch the show and report back. That's all I'm saying. All right. Anything else?
I want to do, instead of What the Florida, I want to do two What the Atlantas today, WTAs, before we go. The first one is, this has been all over the internet. I'm sure you've seen it. A man attempted to rob a nail salon. I sent this to y'all.
Yeah, you did.
He attempted to rob a nail salon in Atlanta. And when he went in, okay, and he was ready in his robbery stage, nobody cared. This man tried to rob the nail salon, and Atlanta looked at him like, boy, if you don't get...
That's exactly what...
Someone just looked at him and left. They were like, I'm just going to leave.
Walked out. And then
that's the best.
Somebody said that the nail techs were still caught. Like, you're next. Come on.
That's what's funny. What is he doing? Not you trying to rob. You're come here, girl. Can
ma'am,
you sit
are
in
you
one?
Ready? He just looked around like, do y'all hear? Let me repeat
myself.
I am
here. Y'all aren't scared?
Give me the money.
I said, give me the money.
And then his defeated self just walked out. He was so defeated, that man just walked back out.
We need to find him and get him on the show.
I said, what is happening? What is happening?
We need to get him on the show.
Absolutely not.
Yes, we do. Because I want to know what was going through his mind. Did he feel disrespected? Was he discouraged?
He should have went and tried to get a job because this line of work.
Oh, it's not for you, baby.
It's not for you.
It's not for you.
You're better off clocking in. They going to respect you at the job. You got to clock in. It looked like it was the middle of the day. He just walked into the nail salon like, yo,
at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
They was like, boy, get.
But I wonder, did he go back home and be like, you know what I need? I need a beard. Need to look more intimidating. Did he go work out? Did he build a plan to look more menacing?
He got to redeem himself. He probably like, the whole internet is roasting me right now. The police are like, it's a $2,000 reward. That's not even a lot of money. That's not even, $2,000.
They don't want him. They're like, he ain't gonna do nothing else.
He's not a threat to himself or you. But if you happen to see him,
call Crime Stoppers, 1-800-CRIME-STOPPERS. All right, bye. We got real criminals to do.
Could you imagine if he got caught? Someone got $2,000 for catching him and he didn't get any money from the robbery?
He didn't get any money.
If I was his lawyer, I would be like, what is the definition of robbery?
Because listen, let's start
there. He didn't rob anyone.
He didn't rob.
No one, ask everybody in the nail salon, did they feel threatened?
Literally.
Obviously not.
They clearly
let
did
my
it.
Client go.
That baby said.
It was so, that was, he needs, I cracked up.
Yeah, he needs a new line of work.
Okay, and then the second one before we go is this lady at Amazon got sentenced. This is like, she got sentenced to 16 years in jail, like last week, because she was an operations manager in Atlanta at Amazon. And she was making up fake invoices, but the invoices, the companies was her. Okay, she made up companies, but it was her. So the money that Amazon was paying was to her. This woman made out with like $9 million.
That's crazy.
There's a man who was sending fake bills to Facebook that they were paying, and he was making money off of it. And
that's
same
crazy.
Thing
happened.
Yeah. She bought a Lamborghini.
We're going to Amazon.
And $1 million house like up the street from the Amazon. And a Tesla. What, girl?
And you're not Jeff Bezos. So how are you making this much money? Someone has a question.
In a year and a half.
Someone has a question.
In a year and a half. You, girl, do it $10 million damn near
in
a year and a
months?
Half. You should have spread this out. You got to give it more time.
Definitely.
Naturally, she got caught, her and her girlfriend, because she was working there too and helped her. And now she's in jail for 16 years. So I just want y'all to know to be smarter. I need Atlanta criminals. Y'all got to... I don't even know which Florida, Atlanta, y'all are beating out Florida on this one.
Yeah,
okay, this is WTA today because, girl, what are y'all doing?
Just dumb. The thing is, girl, you probably could have lasted longer if you would have done less longer.
Not going to give anyone advice, but don't spend the money that you're stealing.
And then also, that's the other thing. You got to be like, I got $9 million. Girl, that's a lot. They're going to come for us. Quit.
Well, you know what she tried to do?
Leave the country.
She, after she was in trouble and she was out on
Too
bond,
late.
She tried to do a franchise of a hookah bar. She went to a hookah, she tried to buy a hookah bar. And so the hookah company was like, hey, we Googled your name and this says that you're facing charges. So she forged a letter and signed the judge's name talking about the charges were dismissed. Now she got in more trouble because they was like, girl, this is also a crime.
Yes.
Crime. You can't do this.
You can't forge like legal court documents.
Like, that gets you more time.
Yes. They were like, you're a problem. Go to jail.
No,
don't
literally,
cross,
you're a problem,
go,
child.
No $200.
Because you are doing dumb stuff
just
at this point.
Well, when the numbers are that high, people will look at what you're doing. The IRS
Absolutely.
Wants to know what you're doing. Everyone does. If it's on the lower end, people overlook
it's fine.
It. That's why you're able to get that far, is they're able
yes.
to send tiny bills to be like, oh, you got to pay this. Here's your
yes.
utility bill for this building. They're going to automatically pay it, and they're not going to check.
No.
You just...
But $10
million. $10
million?
Girl...
Go to jail.
You just siphon off enough
you
to live
and
comfortably.
Robbery man, go to jail.
To get no robbery man, he doesn't need to go to jail. He needs the crossing guard to help him.
I love it.
All right,
that
Evan,
was it. I just want to end by saying I have been releasing the underreported. We mentioned on this podcast a few episodes ago that me and Melissa did a podcast 2 years ago called Underreported, in which we reported on crimes against Black women and Black girls. And we have released 4 episodes on my YouTube channel, which is You've Got Mail.
Phenomenal feedback.
Not vegetables. You've Got Mail. And yes, there has been a lot of good feedback. The episodes are there. I'm going to continue releasing the rest. I am considering bringing it back in some iteration. We'll see what that looks like. But for now, you can absolutely go watch the episodes. Give me all the feedback if we decide to bring it back. And thanks, y'all, for watching. I appreciate it. That's it.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Have a good one. Happy Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
Amen.
Sunday, whatever day it is that you decide to watch this.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart,
Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.